I didn't see you there. This here is Fish Fry. I'm Amelia Dalton from EEJournal.com, and this week we're headed back to San Jose. Not physically this week. Man, I practically live there nowadays. Last week, we talked about the challenges of designing for IoT. This week, we're going back to a major theme at this year's show, safety-critical systems. My guest is Jim McElroy from LDRA. Let's ask Jim about safety, software, Boston baked beans, and chowder. Chowder. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jim.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So first off, give me a little reminder. Where does LDRA play in the embedded systems market?
Well, we are very much focused on safety and security critical application development, helping our customers produce high quality applications in those areas. That's really our focus from day one and for almost 40 years now.
I saw some recent news about your compliance management system for automotive. Now, what's that all about?
Okay, so most people know of LDRA as providing verification tools for safety and security critical applications. One of the things that we talked about more recently at one of the recent shows was our compliance management system, which is more process-centric versus verifying software at the lowest level. So the compliance management system is really helping our customers follow a more rigorous or more formal development and verification process. We provide effectively certification in a box. That's really what it comes down to. We're providing with the documentation templates, checklists, and all of the review procedures to make sure that the documents follow the guidelines, make sure that the tasks and activities that they perform follow the guidelines as well. And ultimately, we include an actual review system for any problems and reporting structure that may be in place. So all of those three major capabilities make up the compliance management system. So it helps suppliers communicate with the OEMs and prove that they're, in effect, following the standard ISO 26262.
So tell me a little bit about your collaboration with hardware companies.
The most recent announcement that we've made is with Xilinx. Xilinx is a company, frankly, who gets the safety critical message, and they're utilizing our technology to verify the software or, quote, firmware that goes into their devices. So we're talking about device drivers, bootloader code. They're using our tools to make sure that's high quality, number one, going into their Zynq 7000 family. And then that Zynq 7000 family kit is provided to our mutual customers to help them expedite their certification and development process.
So what's in the future for LDRA?
Without giving up the secret sauce, I would say that we would continue to hone our focus on productivity in the areas of safety, security, and verification in those markets. Most certainly, there is a wide spectrum of applications that we can address, from 8 and 16-bit microcontrollers all the way up through 64-bit. We will continue to focus on our customers' productivity in verifying those applications in those markets.
All right, Jim, an off-the-cuff question. I've only been to Boston once, so maybe I didn't get the full flavor of the town. If you had to pick one classic Boston dish, you don't have to say chowder, what would it be?
A classic dish. Well, first of all, I live on the coast, so it has to be lobster. And notice it really hurt to say ER at the end of that. Yeah, boiled lobster. That's the meal of choice.
Sounds good. Let's go right now. All right. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jim. It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks again for having me.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Soapbox edition. Speaking of missing things, you know what the Embedded Systems Conference was missing this year?
Oh yeah, I'm going to go out and say it.
Actual engineers. What is this divide, ladies and gentlemen, between the booming conference season in Europe and the rest of the world? China. China. But over here, where everyone is, deep in the heart of San Jose, we got nothing but crickets, tumbleweeds, and other companies' booth personnel roaming the expo show floor. Folks, this is bothering me. I spent a good portion of last weekend, save the time that I was glued to Game of Thrones, yes, thinking about this. How come Embedded World gets bigger and bigger and ESC gets smaller and smaller? I mean, EE Live featuring ESC. Design West. Something like that. I mean, yes, okay, there's the name thing, but that really isn't a big deal, right? Other than a good spot of comedy. So this quandary got me thinking. What was this year's EE Live Expo missing? other than said warm bodies that aren't students, rival PR staff, or the occasional realtor. No Al Gore rallying the troops for green electronics. No Woz inspiring the crowd with anecdotes about Jobs and Apple. Shoot, not even a sitcom star with a PhD. Seriously, people. This show made me miss the Green Hell's T-Rex from a couple years ago. Oh, Sue, where are you when we need you the most? All right. Are electronic design conferences dying as a whole? I don't think so. Is this a United States particular problem? Well, maybe. But what about CES? Now, yes, I am very aware that that show is further down the food chain than we are, and a whole lot more people in general want to attend that show. But is CES so much different? Is it really? I don't think so. Here's what I'm suggesting. We bring the sexy back to ESC. We need spectacle. We need grandeur. We need a good excuse for a travel request. I heard a little rumor floating around, source not to be named, that ESC is headed to the Santa Clara Convention Center next year. No, no, no. This is all wrong, people. If we need to downsize, all right, but what we need is to flip the script, take it out of the humdrum. Why do we need to drive across town when all that we want to learn is right here at my computerism that is plaguing the Bay Area? Next year's ESC, Vegas. You heard me. Maybe it's a little smaller, who cares? But Vegas will pull in people. Maybe round up a couple of the other small conferences, Arm Tech Con, maybe SemiCon West, and put them all together under an CES-type structure. We can consolidate. We can change if you build it. Wait a second. I work for a competitor. So, I guess, never mind. What do you guys think? Are USEE conferences dying a slow death, or is it just ESC? Stay tuned to eejournal.com for more 2014 EE Live coverage coming up in the next couple weeks, because I know y'all didn't go, because I was there. Wait! I can show you that I was there. It's true. You can check out the very first episode of my video blog series entitled On the Scene. You can expect some jokes. You can expect to hear some insight about this year's conference. And you can expect to see my smiling face. 3 minutes. That's it. Bam. You're done. What more could you want? You can check out this quick video by heading on over to Ye Old YouTube EE Journal channel, or you can click the link on this week's fish frying page, or you can send me a carrier pigeon. Maybe not that last one. Before we go, it's time for a little EE Journal social media message. If you haven't gotten around to liking us on Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. We also have that YouTube channel full of all kinds of techie awesomeness, including the Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by yours truly, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of April 11th, 2014, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.